Well, Queenslanders will get access to voluntary assisted dying, euthanasia, but people from New South Wales still might not. At least, that's the hope of opponents who are holding up debate on the legislation in that state's upper house. Shane Higson from Dying with Dignity, it's passed the lower house, so what's the problem in the upper house?
Well, Bill, the problem is that there are opponents in the upper house who just want to delay as long as possible, even though the bill passed with a significant majority in the lower house, 52 votes to 32 in November last year. We've been waiting months for it to reach the upper house, and now that it has, because it's not a government bill, it's a private member's bill, there's very limited time for the debate to take place.
So how long could these delaying tactics go on?
They could go on for the rest of the year, to be honest. There's only one day a week, and they sit very few days in the year anyway. They do other work, committee work and that sort of thing. But the upper house only allows a Wednesday during sitting weeks for all the private members' business. So in the lower house, we had the same situation. It was a private members' bill. Alex Greenwich put it forward. But what happened there was that the government did allow an extra sitting day so that this debate could be given, you know, the seriousness that it deserves, the respect that it deserves. It's an issue that's supported by well over 80% of the people of New South Wales. The lower house reflected that community support by passing the bill. And now we just want the upper house to get on with it. Because the problem is that people are dying in the meantime and people are terminally ill waiting for this legislation to pass.
What would you say to those politicians who argue the legislation needs to be thoroughly discussed by Parliament?
This bill was flagged by Alex Greenwich in late 2020. He gave his parliamentary colleagues a lot of time to prepare for this bill to come. It wasn't the first bill of its kind to come before the New South Wales Parliament. We had one in 2013. We had another one in 2017 that just lost by one vote. But since that 2017 bill failed, every other state in Australia has passed these much-needed compassionate laws. Victoria has had a law operating for coming up to 3 years, Western Australia since the middle of last year, the South Australia, Tasmania and Queensland all on track.
So New South Wales is the laggard.
Exactly. And the thing is, this is a very serious thing. Yeah. This is about dying people being given the choice if their suffering becomes intolerable at the end stage of a terminal illness.
I'm talking with Shane Higson from Dying with Dignity. Shane, is there a chance that the legislation might not get the numbers to pass the upper house?
Look, we think we've got the numbers, but we know they will be tight. They will be very tight. And so we can't afford for any supporter to be absent for COVID, for instance, or anything else when we get to the final vote. But we just need the time. And that's why we're calling on the government to allocate hopefully a Friday or more time on a Wednesday, give up some government time and get this done. It's going to happen. Sooner or later, it's got to come to a resolution. And we'd rather have that happen sooner rather than later, obviously because of the consequences of denying people this choice. But I would have thought that both major parties, everyone would just want to get this done. We've got an election, less than 12 months away now. It's not an issue you'd want to have hanging around.
Now, if it does pass then, what's next? How long till people in New South Wales could access voluntary assisted dying?
There would be an 18-month implementation period. So for people who are facing a terminal diagnosis right now, even if we pass the law in May, if we passed it in May, it would still be another 18 months before anybody in New South Wales would be able to access the law.
Shane Higson, more power to you. Thanks for talking to us tonight.
Thanks, Bill.